Songs from folk songs as well as western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Ministry claims Indonesia sole guardian of Javan rhinos. Papua targeted to commence bioethanol output in 2027. Now the news in details. Indonesia is the only country that has successfully preserved the existence of the Javan rhinoceros. The Ministry Director General of Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation, Satyawan Puriatmoko, explained here on Friday that out of the Asian countries that once hosted the Javan rhinoceros population, only Indonesia has managed to maintain them. Estimates suggest that there are 87 until 100 Javan rhinos living in Ujung Kulon National Park, Banten. Puriatmoko made this statement in response to a question from Indonesia regarding the Worldwide Fund for Nature list of 10 most critically endangered animals, half of which are found in Indonesia. And the next news. The Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources is aiming for Merauke District, South Papua, to start producing bioethanol in 2027. As a part of the main projects in food estate development, to achieve this target, Tanjung highlighted that the ministry is focusing this week on accelerating the construction of a bioethanol plant to meet domestic fuel needs. This is what we are currently consolidating, he remarked. And that was the news.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voice listener and RRI Net viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 1 hour in this special segment of Indonesia Today, RRI Net. And Voice listener, don't forget that you can always tune in to our program through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRI Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so, Voice listener, without any further ado, it is such a beautiful day, the start of the week, and of course, rain starts to pour down again in Jakarta, and I got wet during my transit over here to the office, but it doesn't matter because Jakarta is a very beautiful place for you to visit, and maybe you can fall in love in Jakarta, just like a song that I'm going to play just for you with Alvin Joe, Falling in Love in Jakarta, only on Voice of Indonesia. And don't go anywhere, stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Baru ku melihat indahmu Jakarta di tahun terakhirmu mencari ibu kota. Gedung tinggi lampu kota bukan alasannya. Semua karena ada kehadiranmu cinta. Oh, percayalah itu jawabannya. No, I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Make me so falling in love in Jakarta. Membuatku tersipu, tak bisa berkata. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Let's go, John. Tiba waktunya, oh, tak akan ada lagi selamat tinggal. Dan kan datang waktunya, oh, bukan lagi dua melahirkan satu. And we're already home. No, I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Make me so falling in love in Jakarta. Satu lagu tak cukup jelaskan dalamnya cintaku. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Jika nanti banyak cobaan untuk cinta kita dan perasaanmu tak lagi sama, jangan menyerah, hadapi bersama. Oh,
And I won't let you go. And don't let me go. I'm falling. Cause I'm falling in love in Jakarta. I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Hanya kau yang mampu buatku terkilah-kilah. 2023 nih aku 143. Oh, I'm falling in love in Jakarta. Thank you.
Do you believe in wonders? In the warmth that touches your heart? In the wind that brings joy to your soul? It's a calling that starts you on a journey, awakens all of your senses, there are smiles and laughter, embracing and welcoming. Your heart leaps. To a land that takes you in its heritage, in the richness of its culture, in the liveliness of its people. Challenges taking you deeper. Further. Higher. Over there, the path lies before you. The beauty draws you in. The colors bring life to imaginations. From the tallest peak,
some of the faces
to the deepest I've met in this land, every step leads to a different discovery and a simple sound. May lead to unexpected encounters.
The smile that keeps me lighter. Led by the four winds that blow.
Warmed by a fragrant aroma.
To places with the colors that I wish I had known.
Spurred by a shared taste for the unknown.
Make all of this last long.
The deeper you look, within. The passion, the senses, the wonders.
I've seen the world in highs and lows, but never like
now,
this way before.
It's time to continue the story. Because I believe more wonders are waiting to be discovered.
I've died, I've gone,
the never-ending journey of senses. Sense the wonders.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, world listener, and welcome to the special interview of VOI Talk on Voice of Indonesia. And right now, I have a special guest. We're going to talk about the sea lives of Indonesia as well. How well do we preserve this and protecting the coast? Great Indonesia, that is the team. And of course, I'm not alone. I'm being accompanied by Mr. Heri Saputro, Balikpapan Fisheries and Marine Supervisor. How are you, Pa?
Fine, thank you. And how about you?
I'm fine too, Pa. So, Pa, I see there that you've been really like diving. Do you really love to dive and see the underwater beauty of Indonesia?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, it's my hobby too.
Okay, so without any further ado, boy listener, let's begin today's interview. So, but how would you embody your love for the homeland, home country of Indonesia, especially in your current position right now?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah, first, we must love with my job, my work, and then we have to do the best. We have to do the best. And my duty as a fishery supervisor to protect and preserve coastal marine ecosystem, mangrove ecosystem, coral reef ecosystem, seagrass ecosystem and marine life ecosystem.
Okay, so but while your job is currently like preserving the nature of the ocean, can you tell us what is the most beautiful ocean you've seen during your time working?
I think and the whole thing, the best underwater wall is Raja Ampat, Papua. Raja Ampat, Papua, I think.
Okay.
And then also Bunaken, I have dived in there. Bunaken, also Karimun Jawa, East Java, Central Java, and then East Kalimantan, Derawan, Takaban, Sangalaki, and Maratua. So many kind of special interests of underwater creature. Yeah.
Okay, that is really such many oceans for us to visit there, boy listener.
Yep.
Okay, but hey, continuing on. What strategies do you implement to educate the public about the importance of preserving the coastal areas of Indonesia? And how can this increase our national awareness of the environment, perhaps?
We must introduce and educate fishermen. Yeah, fishermen and coastal communities to have a sense of love and then sense of ownership of coastal marine ecosystem, mangrove ecosystem, coral reef ecosystem, seagrass ecosystem, marine life ecosystem, especially for the young generation. Yeah, because they will continue my duty if he die, of course. Yeah. And then this is a key. I think this is a key to what? To the key of coastal marine ecosystem sustainability. I think it's the key. Yeah. If they don't know them and they won't love them. Istilahnya bahasa Indonesia-nya tak kenal maka tak sayang gitu. This is if they don't know them, they won't love them. So if they feel they have a sense of love and they feel ownership, so they will take care and maintain a coastal marine ecosystem. Yeah. And if they don't care about coastal marine ecosystem, and the end result will be destruction of a coastal marine ecosystem. And then we have one reason for them, for fishermen and for coastal community. If we protect the nature, then nature will take care of us. That's it. Okay,
so Pak Heri, I would like to ask you, from your perspective, do you think the young generation care about the sea more than before, especially right now?
I think so. Because and right now, the young generation, they have a mobile phone number. Yeah, mobile phone. And with the handphone, mobile phone, they can searching about information about ocean, about coastal marine ecosystem, about fishes, about marine life, about mangrove, about seagrass, about this, everything, any kind of information. Then we are as parents, so we have to give a good lesson for them until they care about ocean, about mangrove, about seagrass, coral reef, and the others. I think so.
Okay, so Bahiri, how do you share values and love, especially for the homeland, for your daily duties, and what results have you achieved in increasing the public participation, especially in keeping the safe haven of Indonesian marine life and ecosystem?
Our country, Indonesia, Republic of Indonesia, has maritime vision. The sea is a gift from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the sea, a glue for national unity and integrity. And also the sea is the foundation for future share prosperity. And then in the ocean, this is energizing our ocean with a blue economy. And then coastal marine ecosystem are blue natural capital, BNC. So we can call BNC. The sea is the future of the nation, and the future of the nation is in the sea. In the sea lies hope, in the sea lies prosperity, in the sea lies glory. Yeah, in Bajo language, Bajo tribe, di lautku kalulumangku, di lautku kalulumangku. In English, ocean is my life. So the Bajo tribe depend to the ocean. So their life depend to the ocean. Yeah. And therefore, fishermen and coastal community have a local wisdom. So the local wisdom to protect coastal marine and ecosystem. Yeah, just like farmer with their rice field. So the same. Fisherman with the ocean, and then farmer with the rice field. It's the same. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, Pak Heri, for the final question, maybe. Can you tell us your expectation, especially for the future of Indonesian marine life, and your messages for the young generation, the one who will protect the marine ecosystem and the marine life in the future?
Yeah. And what? I just give... looks like message. I just give message. If we protect the ocean, and then ocean will take care of us. Ocean will give everything to us, to people, to human. Yeah. And then one more. The young generation is the key. It's the key of future of our nation. Yeah. Because in the land is so crowded, so many development, everything. And the ocean is waiting for us to explore about everything in the deep of the ocean, in the bottom of the ocean, so many oil, and then everything in the ocean. We can find everything. We can find about resource of life, the fish, a lot of fish, marine life, marine biodiversity, everything about. And also a big country, what they have to pay to Indonesia, the archipelago state. Yeah, Indonesia is archipelago state. They have to pay to Indonesia for what? Produce oxygen. Produce oxygen by coral reef and by seagrass. Yeah. That's enough.
Okay, thank you so much, Pak Heri, for your answer and your time to do this special interview with us in Voice of Indonesia today. And for listener, just like Pak Heri said, let us continue take care of the sea life, marine and ecosystem. Because if we take care of the sea will take care of us. Thank you so much, for listener, for your time and with this special interview for today in VOI Talk. And of course, there will be a lot of more programs, so don't go anywhere. So stay tuned with us, and I'll see you in the next episode of VOI Talk. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hai, apa kabarmu? Kuharap kau merindukanku. Seperti aku di sini merindumu, menginginkanmu ada di sini. Baiklah engkau di sana, masihkah kau memikirkanku? Seperti aku di sini memikirkanmu di setiap hembusan nafasku. Ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu. Kasih, andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Oh, namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya. Aku merindumu setengah mati, merindumu. Oh, ku merindukanmu, sungguh aku rindu kepadamu. Kasih, andai waktu dapat ku putar kembali, kan ku jaga setiap cinta dan mimpi kita. Namun kini kita ada di ruang dan waktu yang berbeda. Tuhan tolong sampaikan pesan rinduku padanya.
Once upon a time, the angels took bath here. In the legend of Tutumenten, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young fawn. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mamanua make a mistake that forced Lumalundung to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain with the sun guiding their path. Lumalundung will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of Tutumenten ended happily ever after. And that was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. 1 hour away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of North Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the death of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Indonesia. Strategically lies in the heart of Coral Triangle. The global epicenter of marine diversity. Beyond doubt, is a diverse paradise. Indonesia's underwater has so much to offer. Its beauty is unparalleled. And the excitement is limitless. Indonesia has raised the bar in implementing health protocols for diving activities. Nothing is left to chance, so that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Or maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Or explore the best muck diving site in the world. Be prepared to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers, too. Diving in Indonesia. It's safer and more fun. You don't have to wait that long anymore to be back. So, what are you waiting for?
Thank you so much, Void Listener, for accompanying me in this one-hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany you in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. And before we end Indonesia today in RR Init, I would like to say you can always send your messages through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter can add VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI listeners at gmail.com and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for our listener and RRN viewers. My name is Ray and stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRN.
Hello, VOI listener, wherever you are. We meet again in the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago. This program is brought to you in information about traditional music instrument of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will discuss one of the traditional music instruments from North Sumatra called Hasapi. One thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batakese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Thank you. That is one of the tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instrument is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. Irwan Saharahap, as Hasapi musicians, views that Hasapi has its own technique to be
played. Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hasapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hasapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hasapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasapi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardalan Nau.
Sakap-sakap bonainan Tanununun Mareoneon di dandang Di ulu salobo Songonun di buru inang Nasama dulu
songs, from folk songs as well as western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tone. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. These things make tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree, so Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive.